At the National Congress of American Indians meeting this week, a three-hour workshop delved into the higher-than-average suicide rate among Native American youth. College student Heather Farber is a member of the Pokagon Band of Potawatomi in Michigan. She says within the last year, two of her close friends took their own lives.
I didn't really know how to deal with it. Didn't really have anyone to go to. And so I ended up having really severe depression.
Some tribes have set up new programs to try to prevent suicide. Angeline Booley is education director of the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa. Booley says there are many warning signs to look for in troubled youth, such as mental illness and substance abuse. She also says many tribes need to make sure their young people stay connected to their school and their family.
Having at least one person who roots for you, someone who you can go to and talk to.
Federal dollars are helping pay for the SUS program. Assistant U.S. Secretary for Indian Affairs Larry Echohawk says later this summer the Interior Department will co-sponsor a national action summit on youth suicides.
So I just wanted to say on behalf of the Department of the Interior, Indian Affairs, that we're engaged in this problem.
Social service agencies are also urging those in emotional distress to call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-TALK. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.